Horton Foote, from the time he was very young, was fascinated by kinship.
I was insatiable. I never got tired of asking questions.
Dozens of plays and screenplays, a Pulitzer Prize, and a couple of Oscars later, now at age 84, he's still engrossed in families and family relations, not least his own. The author of Tender Mercies, The Trip to Bountiful, the screenplay of To Kill a Mockingbird, and a recent memoir entitled Farewell, is now the director of a play written by his younger daughter, Daisy B. Foote. The play, it's no surprise, is about family, too.
There is nothing to talk about. We're getting married. I won't be home for supper. I'll be at Jeannie's house. We're breaking the news to a bomb.
I'm sure you'll have something to say about
it. Yeah, it is about family, and it's about a very kind of disoriented family, really, but treated sympathetically, I think.
This is not by any means the first play written by Daisy B. Foote, but it is the first play by Ms. Foote opening in New York. It opens tonight. And the first to be directed by her father. The title of the play is When They Speak of Rita, and it's the story of a woman who begins to feel like a maid in her own household. Rita, not at all incidentally, is played by the older daughter of Horton Foote, and the playwright's sister, the actress Hallie Foote.
I just knew he'd get this play. And when he saw the reading, he was very moved by it. He got very emotional.
It was Hallie, actually, who also was doing the reading. So I told her, you know, how moved I was. And she said, would you ever think about directing it? And I said, well, I would think about it.
And I just said, you know, you should direct this play.
Foote did some directing in the 40s, and then not much at all until the last few years, when he's been directing some of his own work in regional theater and elsewhere. But this is the first time in a long time he's directed someone else's play.
I have to have some kind of feeling for the work, you know, and I just couldn't get excited about directing anything. A real director, you know, can take anything and get excited about it, and when I admire that. But I had forgotten, you know, what an exhausting job it is. And when you're a director, you know, you're the papa for a whole group of people. And let me tell you, when 6 o'clock is here, I'm ready to go home.
Well, he is like the father. I think he's also like the housewife in a way. I mean, because he has to be responsible for all the rooms in the house, you know, we're like his children. Everybody gets really close and involved, so your whole life becomes this play.
Horton Foote and his wife, she died 7 years ago, brought up their children, there's a son too, not in Hollywood or New York, but in New Hampshire. His daughter, the playwright, is as amused as anyone by the fact that it was a play by someone other than her father that pushed her into writing for the theater.
When I was a senior in high school, I saw Uncommon in Women and Others on public television, and I just loved it. I was fascinated by it. And I made my parents watch it, and I said, you know, I think this is what I want to do. So it really, that was kind of when I kind of made the connection that this is something you could do for a living.
You'll need to take it back, Rita.
Why?
We can't afford $25. Jesus, Rita, we barely have anything left in our savings, and you're spending $25 on some book.
So the question you have to ask, or at least the one I wanted to ask, and did ask, is, well, what in the world is the process like? Three close family members working on this play, famous acclaimed father directing daughter playwright's play, starring daughter actress. Behind the scenes, is it like being in the middle of, well, an Edward Albee play? Insults flying, cutthroat competition between sisters? A Miller play, perhaps, a broken parent longing for more meaningful dialogue with a hostile offspring? A soap opera? What?
That's the thing that everybody seems to expect. Well, we've never had it, and I don't really know why that is, except that I think we have basically respect each other, and we just treat each other very professionally.
My father's very smart.
Hallie Foote, the actress.
And so I kind of like being around him and learning from him, and I respect him, you know. And my sister's smart, so it's sort of I was around two smart people, so.
We have a lot of the same feelings about what is good work and, you know, what's truthful.
Daisy B. Foote, playwright.
You know, I enjoy my dad a lot, and I enjoyed my mother a lot. So, you know, we always have lively conversations, and sometimes I'm always surprised when I'm around certain families and how much isn't said, and that's sort of what this is about.
Daisy Foote's play, When They Speak of Rita, is about a family quite different from her own.
I have a lot of compassion for Rita. She's the only one that sort of ends up not having something in her life. And part of it, I think, is because she doesn't know how to find it. So she's stuck.
The situation itself was very moving to me. The sense of a woman feeling that her life has had no purpose whatsoever. Of my many blessings, I think the one I'm perhaps as grateful for as any, that I've always known what I wanted to do. And I think the saddest thing to me of certain of my friends who've never known what they wanted to do, really. So they had no real drive or passion in that sense.
In Horton Foote's memoir published last year, he spins his trademark stories of Wharton, Texas, of the lives and deaths of friends and neighbors, stories of school days and cousins, scrapbooks and cotton farms, and always family.
Good or bad, I've been immersed in one way or another with family and all my life. Fortunately, my children don't seem to be stifled by that.
And Texas is still very much a part of his life.
I live there most of the year now. And so what there was, one time I was related to, I guess, 100 people. And walking down the street, I just would see cousins and this and that and the other thing. And now I walk down the street and I see strangers. And it's a very, very funny feeling.
But there are the next generations.
My two grandchildren, their mother is Taiwanese. And they were here for Easter. And he went back into my study. And I have a picture of my wife there and a picture of Stark Young, the critic who I was very close to. And he said, "Is he a member of the family?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, why is he here?" I said, "Because he was a friend." "But could he be a member of the family?" He wanted to know who everybody was, what the kinship was. And he never tires of asking questions about it.
Daisy Foote's play, When They Speak of Rita, opens tonight and will be at Primary Stages on West 45th Street for a limited run. Horton Foote's book, Farewell, a memoir of a Texas childhood, was published by Scribner last year. To hear these people talk about each other, to see them work together, trying to put complex relationships on stage, well, it's enough to give family values a good name. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.